And today we're going to be looking back in the book of Mark, chapter 11. 上个星期复活节，但系我哋系翻到马可福音，系继续睇神嘅话语。 And although last week was Easter, we're going back and continuing our study in the book of Mark. 今日我哋会睇三个地方，就系人嚟问耶稣一啲即系挑剔嘅说话，想揾到耶稣嘅把柄。 And this morning we'll be looking at three different instances where people came to try and catch Jesus up and mess with him and getting confused. 各位看到耶稣回答的问题非常聪明, and we'll see how Jesus answered all the questions very wisely. 但我们看到呢, 在这三个的对话当中, 一些很重要的信息要我们跟从。 But from these three messages that Jesus brings out some important points that are good for us in our walk with Jesus. 所以我们会先看到呢, 马可福音11章27至33节。 So we'll be looking first at the Gospel of Mark chapter 11 verse 27 to 33.
我用中文读，你英文人可以跟住。
I'll read in Chinese, and those who read in English can follow along.
他们又来到耶路撒冷，耶稣在殿里行走的时候，祭司长和文士并长老进前来，问他说：你掌着什么权柄作这些事？给你这权柄的是谁呢？耶稣对他说：他们说。 我要问你一句话，你们回答我，我就告诉你们，我掌着什么权柄作这些事。约翰的洗礼是从天上来的，是从人间来的呢？你们可以回答我吗？我们彼此相议说，我们若说从天上来，他必说这样。 你们为什么不信他呢? 若说从人间来，却又怕百姓， 因为众人真以约翰为先知。 于是回答耶稣说， 我们不知道。 耶稣说， 我也不告诉你们， 我掌着什么权柄作这些事。 一起祈祷。 耶稣，我们多谢你， 今日我们可以在这里看你的话语， 你俾我哋好幸福，因为喺国内好多人冇呢个幸福去公开睇你嘅话语。你亦都俾我哋时间去亲近耶稣。我哋多谢主你，靠你今日透过你嘅圣经里边教导我哋，让我哋可以更加清楚知道你今日要我哋明白嘅意思。我哋多谢耶稣，听我哋祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。
在这里有一班人叫祭司长和文士，他们一起合定是来找耶稣。 And here there's some chief priests and some scribes. They came together to try and trap Jesus.
他们要问耶稣做一些有企图呢，找到他一些弱点。
And they're coming and it's their desire to find out some of his weakness.
所以他们来找他呢，就是 这位耶路撒冷耶稣就来钉十字架，几日后就会钉十字架。
You know, this is in Jerusalem just a few days before Jesus put on the cross.
所以他是来到，我们看到呢，其实上个星期你看受难曲呢，你看到那些祭司和文士，他们真的很憎恨耶稣，是吧？
And if you saw last week on the Passion of the Cross, Christ, you saw how these priests and these scribes, how they hated Jesus.
所以你可以想到他那种心态，他来问耶稣的时候，真的要，即是很嬲咁样。
So you can just imagine the attitude that these people had. You know, they're so mean and trying to find out his weaknesses.
他是要审查和控告耶稣。
They're coming kind of like a trial and a test to accuse Jesus.
于是他想到这个权柄的问题来找耶稣。
And so they came up with this thing about power and authority to ask him.
他就问耶稣，他用什么权柄来做这些事？
And they're asking Jesus, what in whose authority are they do, is he doing this stuff?
예수 행 선직 이방 건과에
Jesus worked miracles. He healed the sick. He cast out demons. 그렇죠. 니리 씨네 하이 빙고 그 균병 빙고 와이파이 그렇죠. And who gave him the authority? Who sent him?
나 네 허이 람하 빙고 파이 예수 레죠. 여 개고 허낭.
You can think about it. Who sent Jesus to do the things? There's a few options that we have.
하이 마이 선네?
Is it God?
하이 마이 보살?
Was it Buddha?
하이 마이 魔鬼?
Was it Satan?
하이 마이 지게?
Was it himself?
如果 你 可以 做 一啲 嘅 权柄 行 神迹 呢 係 有 唔同 嘅 可能性 㗎嘛 係 邊 一 個 派 你 嚟
And so if you're doing miracles and working miracles, we want to know, whose name are you doing these in?
其實 呢 對 猶太人 嚟 講 呢 神迹 唔 緊 要 嘅 係 你 奉 邊 個 嘅 名 做 神迹 呢 個 先 緊 要
You know, according to the Jews, working miracles is not the important thing. It's whose authority are you doing the miracles?
因为犹太人, 他相信有神迹的,
the Jewish people, they believed in miracles.
他相信有, 即是你可以在他眼前做很多很奇妙, 很伟大的神迹, 但他不一定因为你的神迹是信。
You can do a mighty miracle, an amazing thing in front of the Jewish people, but they won't believe in you because of your miracle.
因为他相信神是独一无二的真神,只可以敬拜神。如果有神迹做,是要看谁做的神迹。
Because they believed in the one almighty God, and when a miracle happens, they have to figure out, okay, who did the miracles?
你可能记得摩西在埃及,
Maybe you remember when Moses was in Egypt.
Moses 有支杖, 他放在地下, 变成一条蛇,
and he had a staff and he put it on the ground and became a snake.
跟着埃及的法术师呢, 又做同一样嘢, 他的杖又变蛇的。
And then all the Egyptian priests, they had staffs and they threw them down, and they all came snakes.
但摩西那条蛇呢, 压死其他人的蛇。
But then Moses' snake ate all the other snakes.
摩西做了很多的神迹在埃及,法术师又是做很多神迹。
And Moses did a lot of miracles in Egypt, and some of the Egyptian priests did miracles too.
所以我们看到呢, 做神迹不等于是神。
And so we can see that miracles don't mean it's God.
今天很多人是有这个错误, 他见到神迹,以为行神迹就是神。
And today a lot of people have this confusion. They see miracles and they think that God's doing a miracle.
你要小心,
you need to be careful. Having a miracle doesn't mean it's God.
有人玩气功, 是做神迹,
some people through 功, how do you say in English? 气功,
气功,
气, they can do miracles.
有人玩神打, 镖铜, 铜地, boom, 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 上铜, 跟着, 刀枪不入,
And some people, you know, they ask the demon to come into them, you know. It's a Chinese way that the demon spirit comes into them and they do this and then they can cut themselves with knives and they don't bleed.
菲律賓有些叫神醫,神醫他不知道怎樣是上堂還是什麼,然後他的手進你的身體,拿些東西出來,然後你很翻。
And in the Philippines, you know, there are these healers, you know, that they go into a trance or something, they stick their hand into your stomach, pull something out of your heart, and then you're better.
世界上有很多这些古灵精怪的神迹。
There are a lot of miracles in the world today.
不等于是神的。 所以犹太人呢, 他要知道耶稣你行神迹, 但你有什么权柄行这些神迹, 这个才是重要。
And so the Jewish people come to Jesus and say, okay, Jesus, you got miracles, but your miracles aren't the important thing. Whose authority are you doing the miracles in?
那如果耶稣说,我是凭自己的力量做神迹,
犹太人会怎么? If Jesus said, I'm doing the miracles in my own power, what would the Jewish people do?
他立刻杀了他了, 因为你不是属神, 你不属神就是假的属魔鬼, 我们不要你。
And they would kill him because if he's not And under God's authority, he's under Satan's authority, even if he says it's himself, and then they'd have to kill him. 如果佢话系凭魔鬼嘅力量，就更加而系唔要得佢，系咪 ？And if he said it's from power of Satan, they'd also get rid of him. 但如果耶稣话系从神嘅力量做呢，犹太人会点 ？But if Jesus said I'm in the authority of God Almighty, then what would the Jewish people do？ 又好奇怪喎，又要杀咗佢。They'd also have to kill him. 你说为什么是 又杀不是又要杀为什么呢 And he said, why if he's under authority of God and not under authority of God, why do they have to kill him? 因为耶稣他看是人嘛，人是人，神是神。如果一个人说我是凭神的能力去做这些事，即使是在他的文化里面，等于他说自己是神，他人说自己是神又是不得，是亵渎神，于是又要杀。Because Jesus is a man standing in front of him, claiming to be God or having the authority of God, and working miracles is the same as claiming to be God. And so if Jesus claimed to have the authority of God, he's claiming to be God, that is blasphemy in the Jewish culture, and therefore they would have to kill him because he's blaspheming. 於是耶穌話係定唔係，係屬神唔屬神，兩個都要死。So if Jesus answered this question saying he's under authority of God or under some other authority, either way he answers, they got to kill him. 哇，咁你點答？似乎呢個問題，耶穌冇得轉彎啊！的而且確你有神蹟，的而且確你有能力，而家睇你點死。And so it's like they put him in a bind, you know, you've got miracles, you've got authority, now we're going to see, now how are we going to kill you? 哇！如果是你，你怎么答？If it was you, how would you answer? 耶稣很犀利，他回答得很 很有聪明。And Jesus answered in an amazing way, because Jesus has a wisdom of God. 其实我想你看约翰福音第五章，因为约翰福音第五章耶稣其实已经答了这个问题。I want you to look in John chapter 5, because in John chapter 5, Jesus had already given them the answer.在约翰福音第五章第十九节，耶稣对他们说：我实在告诉你，我实实在在的告诉你们，子即是这个儿子的子，子凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做；父所能做的，子也照做。照样做，这个父是谁？天父。所以儿子只可以做到天父叫他做的。你看三十节，五章三十节。In chapter 5, verse 30. 我凭着自己不能做什么，我怎样听见就怎样审判，我的审判也是公平的。因为我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。谁差耶稣来？ Who sent Jesus? 天父。你看埋四十三节， and look in the same chapter again at verse 43. 我奉我父的命来，并且我你们并不接待我。若有别人奉自己的命来，你们倒要接待他。耶稣说奉父的命来，这个父是谁？ Jesus said he came in the name of the Father. Who is the Father? 我听不到。父是谁？约瑟。天父。耶和华真神。The Almighty Jehovah.所以耶稣其实已经答过的，在其他经文耶稣都答过，但在这里耶稣就 不答他的，反而耶稣很聪明。 But Jesus had already given them the answer, but when they give him the question like this, he doesn't answer it. 你看一全部人在这里盯着耶稣怎么答，他们都很紧张，文士、祭司长在这里，那、你怎么答、You think of how the energy in this interview is, you know, everybody's just waiting. How is Jesus going to answer and get out of this one? And all the priests and the scribes are up there pointing their finger at Jesus. Yeah, how are you going to answer this? 耶稣就跟住好聪明，佢话呢，我先问你一个问题，你答我，我先答你。And Jesus, you know, he's so wise. He said, I'm going to ask you a question first. You answer my question, then I'll answer your question. 耶稣冇拒绝答。 佢就話：我先問你一個問題，你答我，我就答你。He didn't refuse to answer. He just said, "You answer my question first." 耶穌問佢咩問題？問關於施洗約翰。And so Jesus asked about the John the Baptist. 佢話：施洗約翰係屬天定屬地？ He said, "Was John the Baptist from heaven or from earth?"
我話：點解要問施洗約翰喎？關咩事喎？
Maybe you think, why is Jesus talking about John the Baptist? What's this got to do with anything?
Now, 施洗约翰冇行过神迹，但系施洗约翰喺耶稣之前咧讲嘢好叻喎，好多人好中意施洗约翰。
John the Baptist never worked a miracle, but he was before Jesus, preparing the way for Jesus, and he had a wonderful way with words.
人好鍾意聽施洗約翰講嘢，
everybody loved to come out and hear John the Baptist preach.
但係施洗約翰呢，佢傳一個悔改嘅道，叫人哋洗禮嚟悔改。
And John the Baptist, he preached repentance and told the people to repent and then be baptized for the repentance of sins.
其實施洗約翰呢，冇做過神蹟，亦都冇稱自己係神，亦都講明我唔係利賽亞，我唔係，我只不過係一個嘅不配嘅器皿。
And John the Baptist said many times, "I'm not the Messiah. I'm not the Anointed One. I'm just an unworthy vessel coming and preaching in the wilderness."
於是佢唔可以話啊，施洗約翰亵渎神，冇可能，因為佢冇嘅。
And so they can't point the finger at John the Baptist and say, "Hey, he's blaspheming," because he didn't.
所以耶穌問施洗約翰係屬天定屬地？
And so Jesus just asked a simple question: Was John the Baptist from God or was he from man?
其實同一個問題，施洗約翰憑咩權柄講道？
You could say it's the same question: What authority was he preaching under?
嗱，其實好簡單啊！我可以問你哋，你哋都識答啊！施洗約翰屬天定屬地？你都識答嘅。
Actually, this question is so easy, you can even answer it. Is John the Baptist from God or from man?
我要問你呢，另一個問題好冇？
I'll ask you a different question.
耶穌係屬菩薩定屬耶和華？
Is Jesus from Buddha or from Jehovah?
有冇人識答？蛤？耶和华啊，我哋神光福音堂系属关帝定系属耶稣啊
？Is Horizon Christian Fellowship are we worshiping 关帝 or are we worshiping Jesus？
我哋呢个圣经系讲我哋听观音嘅道理定系耶稣嘅道理？
Is our Bible telling us the message of Guan Yin, or is it telling us the message of Jesus?
你話邊個聖經講邊個？耶穌，哇！你咁聰明，你識答？點解你知啊
？Why do you know？
因為一路聽到你知啊嘛。聖經講啲咩？咁一班法利賽人，一班文士祭司。有个施洗约翰出现，你话佢应唔应该识答啊？施洗约翰做咩啊
？Do you think that these priests, these scribes from the, should they have known who John the Baptist was and what he was about？
有冇可能知啊？佢哋嘅应该知系咪
？They should know, right？
系咪？好，嗱，佢喺度自己商讨，喂，死紧咯、哦！如果我哋话施洗约翰属神、哦，属天啊，咁啊耶稣会问我哋点解我哋唔信、哦？如果我哋话施洗约翰唔属神、哦，哇百姓就个个都当施洗约翰系先知、哦，我哋话唔接受佢，佢百姓会劏我哋、哦。
So you know they get together and they discuss and they say, "Hey, what are we going to do if we say he's from God? Jesus is going to come back and say, 'Well, why did you believe him?' And if we say he's not from God, everybody thinks he's a prophet, and then they're going to come and they're going to."
於是佢決定一個好好嘅政策。佢翻嚟同耶穌講：我哋唔知。
So they came back with a great answer. They said to Jesus, "We don't know."
唔知, 怎可以唔知? 你宗教领袖又唔知, 咁简单嘅嘢都唔知?
You know, the leaders of this religion, it's such a simple question, they say they don't know.
如果佢唔知咁简单嘅嘢，佢点去分别尼赛亚嚟到系唔系尼赛亚？
It's such a simple thing, they don't know. How can they recognize when the Messiah comes?
系咪?
其实佢嘅答我唔知系整固翻自己。
When they say, "I don't know," they're just putting themselves, you know, showing how ignorant they are.
哇,耶稣很厉害的。他答不知,耶稣就不用答他。
So Jesus is so wise. You know, when they say, "I don't know," then Jesus didn't have to answer their question.
但是从他的不知,我想你留意一个很重要的真理。
From their answer of, "I don't know," I want you to look at a very important part.
他自己知道,他说,如果我们说施洗约翰是属于天,耶稣会问我们,为什么你不信他?值得我们留意。Even
these priests and scribes knew that if they said, "John the Baptist is from heaven," Jesus will come back and say, "Why didn't you believe in him?"
是好像我们刚前几天做过的丧礼, 那位,他告诉我们, 我信耶稣,但我不跟从耶稣, 你说有没有可能?
It's like the guy we did the funeral for on Friday night, he said many times, "I believe in Jesus, but I won't follow Jesus." Is that possible?
一个人可不可以信,但是不跟?
耶稣, can somebody believe and not follow in Jesus?
对不住弟兄姊妹,我告诉你,如果你说信耶稣,是等于你要跟从耶稣,连这班祭司都明白这个道理。
I'm sorry to tell you that if you say you believe in Jesus, you must follow Jesus and walk in his way. Even these priests and scribes, they were trying to trap Jesus, understood this point.
所以如果你说我信,但我不跟,我做自己的事,我是喜欢做的, 你这班要整固耶稣的祭司还聪明过你。
And so if you say that I believe but I'm not going to follow Jesus, I'm going to do my own thing. Even this group of scribes and they were trying to trap Jesus have it together more than you do.
如果我们口里面说我信耶稣,你是要立志,是要跟从耶稣。
And so if you say you believe in Jesus, you must make a commitment to follow Jesus.
那我们跳到第二个问题,
let's go to the second question.
你跳到12章13节,
we're going to skip over a little bit and go to chapter 12, verse 13.
我读13节至17节,
and I'm going to read from verse 13 to 17.
后来他们打发几个法利赛人和几个希律党的人到耶稣那里, 要就着他的话陷害他。他们来了就对他说，夫子，我们知道你是诚实的，什么人你都不顺从免，因为你不看人的外貌，乃是诚诚实实全神的道。虽然给
纳税给该撒可以不可以？我们该立不立税？该立不该立？耶稣知道他们的假意，就对他们说：你们为什么试探我？拿一个银钱来给我看。耶稣说：该撒的物当归给该撒，神的物当归给神。
他们就很惊奇。这个问题就是很明显讲明这班人要陷害耶稣，是吧？讲明他要找到耶稣的把柄，他要整死耶稣。
Here it says so clearly that they were trying to trap Jesus, they were trying to put him in a bind and so that they could get him. 呢两班人咧，法利赛人同埋希律党嘅人咧，平时唔会一齐嘅，佢唔啱拿。These two guys, these two groups of people, the Pharisees and the Herodians, they would never be together. They're not, they don't get along. 法利赛人咧就系精通神嘅法律，系研究圣经。The Pharisees, they were experts in the law of God and in the law of Moses, and they knew the Bible very well. 希律党嗰啲人咧系政治家，佢系要希律王嗰个民族做皇帝，所以佢争取即系独立脱离罗马政府。And so the Herodians, they were standing and trying to get the Herod the Great and his whole empire to be in charge of Israel. And so they're working to become independent against the Romans so that Herod could be king. They're just political leaders. 其实两班人是不啱啦，但是一起有 同一个目的，整死耶稣。But the two groups, they would never work together, but they have a common purpose to get rid of Jesus, so they come together. 嗱，佢呢一个问题好容易呢，去整死耶稣嘅。And with this one question, they could very easily destroy Jesus. 点解呢？我解释俾你听。犹太人系要奉献俾神。教育圣经讲明咧，要奉献十分一，一切嘅嘢要奉献十分一。The Jewish people in the law, they had to give offerings and tithes to God. And the Bible says they had to give a 10% tithe of everything to God. 於是呢，佢又奉献十分一，又奉献感恩祭，又平安祭，又平安奉献。And so they would give love offerings, they would give peace offerings, they would give thank offerings. 亦都教育圣经话佢听，有贫穷人佢要照顾，收割嘅时候要留翻啲嘢俾贫穷人。And the Bible says that when the poor among them, they had to take care of the poor. When they do the harvest, leave some for the poor to come and pick up. 所以圣经讲得好清楚，佢要奉献俾神。And so the Bible says they have to give to God. 但现在佢罗马统治，罗马要佢纳税。But now they're under the rulership of Rome and they have to pay tax to Rome. No, 有人中意纳税。Does anybody like giving tax? 我而家美国时候要纳税，而家我做紧纳税都好头痛。In America, we have to pay tax and I'm doing my taxes this year and it's always a trial. 好。犹太人更加唔中意纳税 ，and the Jewish people don't like giving tax， 因为佢要十分一奉献俾神，又要纳税，即系双重税。And the Jewish people had to give 10% to God, and then they had to give a tax to Rome. That's a double tax. 好重，好大压力喎。That's a lot. 你记唔记得有两个人咧嚟揾耶稣嘅？一个叫撒该啊。Do you remember about Zacchaeus who came to Jesus?佢收税啊，冇人中意佢，当佢卖国贼咯，系一个罪人。He was a tax collector, but nobody liked him. They considered he was like hurting their own country. They considered him a sinner, a thief. 仲有利未，即系马太，系跟从耶稣嘅。And then there is Levi, also called Matthew. He came and followed Jesus. 冇人中意啲收税嘅人，冇人中意纳税。Nobody liked the tax collectors and nobody liked to give tax. 於是他找這個問題，我們給該撒好還是給神好？哇，如果耶穌答給該撒呢？不，不要說，如果耶穌說不用給該撒，會怎樣？ So they come and they say, should we give to Caesar or not? If Jesus said not to give to Caesar, what's going to happen? 如果耶穌說不用納稅給該撒，罗马军即刻嚟拉佢，即系处死佢，因为佢系叛国徒。耶稣咁有势力，佢一话唔使纳税俾该撒，全班所爱耶稣嘅人话：好嘢，耶稣你唔纳税，哇！即系反滚罗马，真系唔得点啊 ！If Jesus said don't pay tax to Caesar, then the Romans are going to come and arrest him and kill him because once Jesus says we don't have to pay taxes to Caesar, all of the followers of Jesus are going to go exciting and say, okay, we don't have to pay tax anymore. It's going to cause a big rebellion And they're going to get rid of Jesus to stop the rebellion.
你明白吗？你有睇泰国而家发生嘅咩事？ 個領袖一企出嚟話唔使納税，哇！全部著紅衫喎，好嘢，唔使納税，唔使納税。
And they all say, you know, they all got red shirts on. And they say, you know, in town.
如果耶穌話要納税咧，耶穌話納比該撒係應該，猶太人會點？
If Jesus said, okay, we should pay tax to Caesar, what are all the Jewish people going to do?
猶太人以為耶穌 是尼賽亞，是神的兒子。尼賽亞要來解放我們，脫離羅馬的制核制。你說要納稅給羅馬，即是你不是尼賽亞，我們看錯人，釘死他。
And if Jesus said, we should pay tax to the Romans, they thought Jesus was the Messiah. The Messiah is coming to set them free from Roman occupation. If Jesus said, pay tax to the Romans, then he is not the Messiah. If you're not the Messiah, you're an imposter. Crucify him.
納稅又死，唔納稅又死，你點答？
You pay the tax, you're going to die. You don't pay the tax, you're going to die. What are you going to do?
哇，这个问题真的想得好耐，我想才问耶稣，你点答啊？
How are you going to answer, get out of this dilemma?
哇，耶稣真的聪明，耶稣点答？
"属于该撒，俾返该撒；属于神，俾返耶神." That which belongs to Caesar, give to Caesar, and that belongs to God, give to God.
Wow. 好簡單喎。耶穌講啲好複雜嘅嘢變得好簡單喎。深入淺出啊。Such
a simple answer. So easy. Jesus makes it so simple.
要屬於神，俾神；屬於該撒，俾該撒。
If it belongs to God, give it to God. If it belongs to Caesar, give to Caesar.
我問你哋呢， 屬於神是什麼屬於神? 我們有什麼應該給神?
So I ask you, what belongs to God that we should give to God?
我想到幾樣東西，尊重、榮耀、讚美。
How about respect, honor, glory, praise?
神是應該讚美的，
God should be praised.
亦都有我哋嘅奉獻，
and also our offerings and our tithes to God.
神係想我哋用我哋嘅奉獻奉獻返俾神，表示我哋對神嘅感恩。
And God wants us to give offerings to Him to show that we are thankful to Him.
因為你知道你所擁有都係神嘅喎。
Do you know that everything you have is God's?
神俾你有 身體健康是神的恩典。
God's given you health and a body, it's His grace.
神給你聰明智慧是神的禮物。
God's giving you wisdom and understanding, it's His gift.
神給你可以有工作，亦都是神的恩典。
And God's given you a job, it's His gift.
神給你工作不用裁員，不用執笠，亦都是神的能力。
And God's given your boss and your company that it doesn't, they don't fire you or lay you off, and and they've got work to do. That is a gift from God.
你能够出粮，都系神嘅礼物俾你。
And every time you get a paycheck, that is a gift from God.
所以我哋可以感恩赞美神，神多谢你俾我健康，俾我聪明，俾我。 俾我能力去做工，俾我有份好嘅工，系唔使裁员。神，我多谢你，俾我可以出粮，我回应翻神嘅恩典，奉献翻俾神。
And so when we give an offering to God, we say, thank you, God, for giving me health and wisdom and understanding, giving me a good job, a job that's not going to lay me off, that I can get a paycheck. Thank you for this paycheck, and we can give an offering from our paycheck back to God because we love God.
是不是? 耶稣说应该嘛，同埋应该纳税，属于政府，俾返政府。
And Jesus also said we should pay our tax. It belongs to the government, give it back to the government.
哇，耶稣好简单，所以我哋应该听耶稣嘅话。
So we should listen to what Jesus says.
耶稣好聪明，好智慧。 Jesus is wise. 好，我哋跳到第三个问题。Let's quickly go to the third and last question.
其实第三个问题，撒都该人嚟问耶稣复活嘅问题。我哋跳过去到第四个问题。
Actually, the third question is the Sadducees talking about the resurrection. We're going to skip over that because we talked about it last week. So we're going to go to the fourth.
因为上个星期我哋睇过撒都该人复活呢个问题。如果你唔知讲乜，你可以攞翻上网听，或者攞个录音嚟听。
And if you weren't here last week, you can go on the internet and listen to it, or you can get a tape.
咁我哋跳到廿八节，十二章二十八节，马可福音十二章二十八节至到三十一。
So we're going to read chapter 12, verse 28 to 31.
有一个文士来听见他们辩论。晓得耶稣回答的好，就问他说：诫命中哪是第一要紧的呢？耶稣回答说：第一要紧的，就是说，以色列啊，你要听，主我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，其次就是说要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。这个文士来找耶稣，他呢都是要挑剔耶稣，其他福音书都说他要来挑剔耶稣。
Here the scribe comes on his own to Jesus, and the other gospels tell us he came alsoTo try and trip Jesus up.
他是原本来，但是他看到耶稣答其他的人，耶稣答祭司又答得好，又答那些法利赛人又答得好，又答撒都该人又答得好，现在他又来第四个问题。
And he saw that Jesus had a great answer for all these guys. He answered the priests very well. He answered the Pharisees. He answered the Sadducees. And now he's got a question for him.
他想到呢一个好犀利嘅冇办法答到嘅问题。
And he came up with a question that nobody could answer.
你睇呢个经文可能你熟，你觉得好简单。我话你听，当时冇人识答呢个问题，边一条诫命系最紧要。
You might think it's an easy answer to, but at that time, none of the Jews could answer the question of which of the laws was the most important.
你知唔知犹太人呢他又计算到呢有613条诫命。
Did you know that the Jewish scribes, they said there are 613 laws?
他因为十诫呢每一个希伯来话的字母，一个字母613个，他一个诫命是比每一个字母。
Because in the Ten Commandments in Hebrew, there are 613 Hebrew characters, and they made a law for each of the characters.
613个有啊，你记唔记得咁多个？每一日黐住喺你嘅，哦，唔可以做呢个，要个，你记唔记得咁多嘢
？Can you remember all that? Make a whole list that every day you have to remember 613 things.
好辛苦系咪？嗱，佢又分别咧，365个系负面嘅，248系正面。
There are 365 negative laws and 248 positive laws.
负面的意思就是不准、不准、不准。正面呢就是应该、应该、应该。
Negative means thou shall not. Positive means thou shall.
啊，好辛苦哦，佢都记唔到咁多哦。于是佢分别轻重，呢啲系重要啲，呢啲冇咁重要。
They couldn't even remember it, so they divided them into which are the more important and less important, the heavier and the lighter.
他的文士会不停在辩论哪一个是最重要，哪一个是最重要，他都找不到答案。
And even in the scribes themselves, they'd always be debating which one was the most important. They never came up with an answer.
于是这个文士呢，他来找耶稣，肯定耶稣没办法答啦。我们几个人这么厉害，这么久研究，你肯定没我们这么厉害，我们答不到，你都答不到。 So this scribe thought, Jesus, you can't answer this. We can't answer it. We debate it all the time. We can't do it. You can't do it. You're not better than we are.
他估錯了,是不是? 耶稣很简单给一个这么深入浅出,一个这么容易明白的答案他。
Jesus came up with the simplest answer that everybody that heard it, they said, yeah.
耶稣给这个答案,他串着三个不同的经文,在旧约圣经,犹太人不会将这三个经文连在一起。Jesus
put three different passages of the Old Testament together in one, and the Jews never did that.
但耶稣是先用这个29节,他说,第一,以色列人,以色列啊,你要听,主你的神是独一的主。When
Jesus said, Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one.
以色列人每一天要两次至三次是讲这个在祷告里面。
Every Jew, every day, had to say this prayer at least twice or three times a day.
所以耶稣一讲这个,各个都说,是的。
So as soon as Jesus said this, they all said, yes, that's it.
跟着耶稣说,你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱神,你的主。
And then Jesus said, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength.
很简单。
The greatest commandment is that you love God.
Wow. 你知不知神要你同神有一个爱的关系?
Do you know that God has a wants to have a loving relationship with you?
我们讲到宗教呢,就讲到仪式,讲到规矩。When
we talk about religion, we talk about ceremony and duty.
耶稣跟你讲不是规矩,不是宗教,是讲关系。
What Jesus is speaking to us is not duty and requirement, it's relationship.
耶稣想你跟他,跟神有一个的
God wants to have a love relationship with you.
你知道你爱一个人的时候呢,是怎样的?
Do you know it's like when you love somebody?
我们星期二在监狱的时候呢,有一个很好的例子,就是一旦按照向女窗跟我们讲他的经历。When
we were in the prison on Tuesday, Adan gave us a wonderful example of what love is in the ladies' prison.
因为Adan曾经是吸毒者,他的先生也是吸毒。Because
she was a drug addict and her husband was a drug addict.
他两个都是分别坐无数次监。They
both had been in and out of prison many times.
他是未成女之前,即是未分妈咪的。
And when she was a young girl, she was a unwed mother.
她是终于入了戒毒所,福音戒毒,戒了信耶稣。
Finally, she went into a Christian drug rehab center and became a Christian and got off drugs.
她先生是监狱出来,因为监狱没得吃白饭。当她出来的时候,拍针,拍过量。
And when her husband came out of prison, because in prison there's no, he couldn't take drugs. When he came out, he took heroin again, and he took too much. And his brain, he lost oxygen, and he went paralyzed.
阿丹刚刚信耶稣，又要服侍一个瘫痪的先生。 有一个未曾照顾的小蚊女,又要照顾她,又跟她的奶奶和她自己的妈妈建立关系。
And here this new baby Christian had to take care of her husband who is paralyzed, her daughter who she never took care of before, and build a relationship with her mother-in-law and her own mother. 佢话我哋听喺监狱嘅时候，佢先生要吔成人尿片，又大便小便，要人哋服侍佢，又会帮佢洗身，又会帮佢剪指甲。And she told us, you know, her husband had to take adult diapers and had to be ministered to with all of his bodily function. Had somebody give him a bath, and she had to cut his fingernails.
佢每次帮佢先生剪指甲，佢会祈祷。神靠你俾我识得爱我先生。
Every time she's cutting his toenails and fingernails, she'd pray and say, "God, help me to love my husband more."
呢个就系爱，系咪
？This is love.
系学习点样去你唔想做嘅嘢，平时你唔会做嘅，但系因为你爱，你就去做。
That's what love is about. Things that you don't want to do, but because you love, you do it anyway.
耶稣说尽心尽性尽意尽力爱神，如果你跟神有这种的关系，不是规矩，不是命令，是因为爱，我想服侍耶稣。
And now if you love God with all your heart, mind, soul and strength, you're not serving him out of relations, out of duty, you're serving him because you love him.
是完全不同，见到人家拜神走过个庙，拜拜再走过，
这个不是爱哦。You see people walking up to the temple and they walk by and then they just worship and they walk on. That's not love.
每逢十五就要烧乜烧乜烧乜，又要拜乜拜乜乜，是因为惊啊，不是因为爱。
And every, you know, 15th day of the month or whatever, you know, we have to do this, burn this incense and do that. It's not because of love, it's because of fear.
但神想同你有一个爱的关系，他想跟你建立这个感情的关系。
所以新约圣经说，命令的总归就是爱。 In 1 Timothy it says love is the sum total of all the commandments. My paraphrase.
好，但耶稣没停，我说他连住几个犹太人会住在一起的，他说第二就是爱人如己。
Said that Jesus put some scriptures together that the Jews never put together, and that is, he said, love others as yourself.
因为犹太人呢，如果爱人如己呢，他是指回自己同胞，爱回自己人。
Because the Jews, you know, if they said love others, they meant love your fellow Jew as yourself.
但耶稣说你要爱人如己，就是所有人。
But Jesus said love others as yourself, all others.
如果在路加福音耶稣讲这个经文的时候，跟着有人问他，那谁是安伦人？耶稣讲好撒玛利亚的比喻。
And in the Gospel of Luke, when the lawyer asked him, then who is my neighbor? Jesus said, the parable of the Good Samaritan.
So, 你要爱，甚至要爱你的敌人。
And in the parable of the Good Samaritan, we see that Jesus means to love your enemy.
弟兄姊妹，你今日有没有这种爱？
Do you have that kind of love today?
你咪爱人如己，可能觉得好难哦，但如果你先爱神，是很容易。
Now, if you find it hard to love others as yourself, if you start loving God first, you'll find it's easy.
因为如果你先爱神，你会爱神所爱的。
Because if you love God, you will love the things that God loves.
有奇妙的神爱那些不可爱的人。
And something that's so amazing is God loves those who are unlovable.
So if you love God, you will love the ones you love. God loves those who are unlovable. You will love the ones you love.
And so you love God and you love the things that God loves. God loves the unlovable. Because you love God, you will then love the unlovable.
Is it so beautiful? Do you understand my meaning? Do you understand what I mean?
I think it's amazing.
在我们自己的里面没有办法做得到，但是因为我们爱神，我们可以做得到。
We can't do it in ourselves, but because we love God, we can.
好奇妙。 不过呢个文士好特别，佢开头嚟要挑剔耶稣。我哋睇埋最后嗰几节咧，三十二至到三十四。
Let's look at the very last few verses here from 32 to 34 in the Gospel of Mark chapter 12. This guy, he was coming to trap Jesus, remember?
那文士对耶稣说，夫子说，神是一位，实在不错，除了他以外，再没有别的神，并且尽心尽志尽力爱他。又爱人如己，就此一切犯罪和各样罪罪字好的多。耶稣见他回答的有智慧，就对他说：你离神的国不远了。从此以后，没有人敢再问他什么。
这个原本要挑剔耶稣，找耶稣的把柄，他发现到原来耶稣答得 有理智又啱，甚至耶稣说你离神的国不远。 This guy who is coming originally to trap Jesus, he saw that Jesus was giving a good answer, and Jesus said, you're not far from the kingdom of heaven.
为什么呢？他是坦白，他是诚恳，他肯接受人家的答复。
Because he was honest and sincere, and he was open-hearted and willing to hear what others had to say.
其他文士或者祭司法利赛人，佢借嚟辩论，佢唔想听。
The other guys came just to argue and not to listen.
但佢嚟系开放要听耶稣讲嘅。
But he came with an open heart to hear.
他听得到耶稣是有智慧，答得有理。And he understood that Jesus had wisdom and had truth. 他可以开放个心接受耶稣。
And he could open his heart to receive Jesus.
今天你是怎样？
How about you today?
你的心是不是开放？是听耶稣的教导。
Is your heart open to hear what Jesus wants to say to you today?
你的心是不是开放要领受神的真理？
Is your heart open to receive the truth of God today?
今天我们有三点很重要的。
There are three points that are very important for us to remember today.
第一点就是耶稣是有权的。他是真理的。
The first point is that Jesus is the authority. He has the truth.
如果耶稣的真理有权，我们应该跟从他。
And if he is the authority and the truth, we should follow him.
你不可以说我信但我不跟。
And don't say that you believe but you don't follow.
你应该跟从耶稣。
You should follow him.
如果耶稣是真理又是权的，我应该被属神的是归返给神。我们应该奉献我们生命给耶稣。
And if Jesus is the authority and the truth that we should follow, and Jesus said, give to God that which belongs to God, we should give him our life.
将我们的生命奉献给耶稣。将我们的一切奉献给耶稣。
Give him our life, give him our all.
因为如果耶稣是我们的神，其实我们一切所有都是神的。
Because if God is our God, everything that we have belongs to him.
我们只不过是一个好管家。
We are just a steward of what he has given us.
这个包括我们的时间和我们的金钱。
And that includes our time and our money.
也都包括我们的才干。
And it includes our talents.
你愿不愿意将应该给神归返给神？
And are you willing to give what belongs to God back to God?
如果是这样，其实去回最终的问题，你爱神多少？
And if that's true, it goes back to the main point, how much do you love God?
你记不记得耶稣从死里复活，他问过彼得三次，彼得你爱我吗？
Do you remember when Jesus rose from the dead? He asked Peter three times, Peter, do you love me?
如果你睇翻个经历，耶稣问彼得话：彼得，你爱我比这些更多吗？
And Jesus asked Peter, do you love me more than these?
我哋唔知道
这些还等于乜嘢？ We don't know what Jesus was talking about when he said more than these. 耶稣系咪指住彼得嗰个渔网？ Was Jesus pointing at the fishnet? 系咪指住嗰批鱼？ Was he pointing at the fish? 系咪佢个渔船？ Was he pointing at the boat? 耶稣系咪指住班门徒兄弟？Was Jesus pointing to the disciples, his brothers? 我哋唔知耶稣指住乜嘢。佢话彼得，你爱我比这些更多吗？ He said, Peter, do you love me more than these? 如果今日耶稣问你，你爱我比这些更多吗？佢指住乜嘢？ And if Jesus asked you today, do you love me more than these? What would you say? 你爱我多过钱吗？爱我多过房屋吗？爱我多过前途吗？你爱我多过仔女吗？你爱我多过家人吗？你爱我多过你的面子吗？ Do you love me more than money? Do you love me more than houses? Do you love me more than your children? Do you love me more than your family? Do you love me more than your future, your education? Do you love me more than your face? 你爱耶稣比这些更多吗？ Do you love Jesus more than these?当耶稣说要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱你的神，他意思说神要摆第一位，要爱神，要爱耶稣多过这些。 When Jesus said love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength, he means that put God first and love God more than anything else. 如果你爱神比这些更多，你会愿意奉献，你会愿意顺服跟从。And if you love God more than anything else, you will be willing to offer to God, and you will be willing to follow God. 我们一起低头祈祷。 Let's pray.